This show contains strong language. Hi everyone, this is another episode of On Some Bullshit. And you know how we do it on here is, I've not said this in a long time. It's your boy, Suki, aka Black Raven. Welcome to the show. This episode is titled Friendship Goals. You know, before you start getting hyped or whatever about what are we going to call this here? Should I say friendship? No. Let's calm down first. We'll get into it. But again, let me reintroduce myself. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is My name is Suki, aka Black Raven. This is On Some Bullshit. And we're going to be talking friendship goals today. On this episode, we're going to be talking about who are friends, who are not friends, what to do with friends, and how to not deal with people that we see or perceive as not friends. It sounds a little confusing, but you know what? I'm going to make it all clear as the show goes on. One last time, welcome to On Some Bullshit. So, like I was saying, who is a friend and what is friendship? You know, there are many, not very many definitions of friendship. So I'm gonna hit you with mine, my definition of friend. It's not a definition per se, it's more like what I think a friend is. You know how people say you meet somebody for the first time today and then some people do it a lot. I've seen it done. You meet somebody for the first time today, and then when somebody asks you, "Oh, do you know that guy? Oh, you know, I saw you talking with Suki. Do you know him?" "Oh, yes, he's my friend." No. That person is not your friend. That's an acquaintance. You meet somebody for the first time, you know, it's at a party, or you are going out for people like us, or people like us that like to go to Owambe. Oh, for those that don't know what Owambe is like, it's an informal term for a party. A party that is organized. I'm a Yoruba person, so there's a common belief that Yoruba people like parties a lot. I'm not even going to deny that fact or whatever. We like parties, yes. So people like us that go to Owambe, you know, you get there, you meet people for the first time, and some people go home and they'll be like, "Oh, I met somebody today," and a week after, "Oh, that guy is my friend now." I'm not your friend. You are not my friend. I don't consider you a friend. Well, again, like I said, my definition. To you, your friend could be, you know, the person you met today. You just said hi, what's up, hello. Exchange a few sentences, and then boom, that's your friend. Good luck to you with that. So what do I consider a friend? I consider a friend to be, you know, that person that has been there for a while. When I say a while sounds like 2 weeks. No, a while is like, to me, in this context, is like a year at least. Come on. Let me know what your fears are. Let me know what your dreams are. Let me know what you are as a person really, really are, not what you like to portray or show to other people. That's all well and good. I mean, we all have those sides where, you know, I'm like this. To somebody, I'm this. To another person, I'm this. It's understandable. We get that. But a friend is somebody that you can count on. And when I say count on, I don't mean, you know how people say, "I can count on you when I need, is it money?" Yes. When I need money, you can say, "I count on you for that." Hey, good. If that's how you see your friends to be, fine. They're there for your financial. But me, I feel like if I have a problem right now, when I say problem, I mean anything at all. If somebody comes to my house now and tries to rob me, and I feel like, okay, if I leave here, where can I go? If your name pops into my head first, believe me, you are my friend. People that know me know, I always talk about how I can count all my friends on, okay, not one hand anymore, like my two hands. I can count all my friends that I have on my two hands. That says a lot. Because I'm at a point in my life, I was meeting a lot of people, like a lot of people. Why are they not friends? Because over time, they've shown themselves to not be the kind of people I want to be affiliated with. You know, like, there's a popular Yoruba saying that goes, oh no, let's go with the English one. Show me your friends, I'll tell you who you are. You know, at the point, I was trying to disprove that saying, like, that's a bullshit saying, my friends don't define us and all that. And yes, I don't entirely agree with the saying, but it has more truth in it than bullshit, because if you show me somebody right now and say that is my friend, and I check out the person, I say the person is, let's just go with it, is a liar. Let's go with a liar, a cheat. Trust me, I'm going to distance myself from you, because I'm going to have the feeling like, okay, I can't trust this person. If this is his friend, what is he or she doing as a person on their own? I'm not saying our friends are the sum total of what we do in life and all that. No, I'm just saying they carry a big portion of, you know, what you do, what you say, how you behave, how you act. I have met friends, I've had friends that have changed the way I think about some things. That's just how that is. And then I've met some people who, well, I thought they were friends at the time. And well, let's just say it ended in tears. That's that. So it comes and goes like that. It's not just jamming somebody today and then bam, I'm a friend. No, you know the person. There are friends, there are acquaintances, and then there are people who you just know. Yes, when I was in school then, at the point, I'm not even going to lie, at the point I was like that. You know, everybody, I just refer to everybody as friend, and which is why it's weird for some people now when they ask me, is this person not your friend? And I'm like, no, not my friend. They look at me like, okay, what happened? Did you fight? Then I have to explain, like, it's not that we fought though. We didn't fight per se. In fact, we didn't even fight at all. I just don't see them as friends anymore. That's the thing. I don't see them as friends like that. So, but enough about me. I know I'm vain. I'm vain. I don't even want to help it. It's not like I can't help it. I don't even want to help it. Let's go into, you know, in friendships, not even in friendship, in all kinds of relationships, yeah, there are limits to different things. There are limits to what I will accept. There are limits to what I will do. Most people have this misconception that if someone is your friend, then there should be no limits. I think that's nonsense. I think that's bullshit. Because the minute you say, okay, there should be no limits and there are no whatever between us, you've undoubtedly just invited trouble for yourself. Because then, first and foremost, we are human. You have to understand that. So no matter how dedicated, no matter how loyal I am to you, some people have this thing where if you just give them the opportunity to do whatever they want to do to you, then you are in trouble, because they now take it to the next step. They take it to the next level. Then that's where the saying, you give them an inch, they take a mile, comes in. You give some people an inch, they take miles, not even a mile, they take miles. So what I'm trying to say is this. It's good to have friends, yes? People you can count on, people you can rely on, people you can relate to, people you can farms. Let's just put it that way. If I can farms you outside as my friend, or rather, if I cannot farms you outside as my friend, guy, we go fight. We'll have fights, as in we will fight, big fights. Me and you will punch each other until you let me farms you outside. Then we can stop fighting. That's one thing about friendship that I think is again, you know, people, we fight, we have arguments with people, we have issues with people, but I feel like a friend is that person that, yes, you will fight, you will have arguments, but then more often than not, you will find a way to get past it. And not in the way you do with a stranger outside. You know, because there's some things that strangers do to you, just look at it like, whatever, just go. You didn't actually hash it out, you didn't talk about it, you just let it go like, whatever, just go. That's why you're stupid. I do it a lot. Yeah, because my friends know that there are some things, it's usually the tiny things that I have issues with my friends about. For instance, if I'm walking outside and a stranger, you know, just passes by and throws something and it hits me, I can just look down at thing, look at the person and look at them like, well, you're an idiot. You have no manners. And we lock up and we walk on. But if my friend should walk past and throw something at me, I would drag you back. I'm not even playing with you. I would drag you back and I will tell you, are you normal? What's your problem? Do you have any, you know, that's what I'm trying to say is there are things that you will not take from your friends. And it's allowed. We have to stop this whole thing where the people tell you, hey, I'm your friend. Shouldn't I be able to do this? No. No, you're my friend, yes. But at the same time, I have limits. I have things I will not accept. So you as my friend should know that. You shouldn't just be jumping up and then... And then, you know, there's some friendships that have died because nobody was willing to put time into it. That's one thing people make mistakes with again. You know, there are all these memes about shout out to my friends that we don't see for a long time, and then when we see, it's like we never left at all. Half the time, those people are not really your friends. They're just still there because they want something from you. They haven't gotten what they need from you yet. They're just hanging around. Trust me when I tell you that if these people get what they want from you, even if you don't talk for one day, they will treat you like a stranger the next time you see. Like, you'll be fucking surprised the way it will be. They will shock you. You just go, hey guy, what's up? And I'm like, guy, why are you disturbing me? And then you'll be standing there with your hand in the air like, okay, what just happened? Now, you see, that is one thing. So what I'm trying to say is, if you have friends, try to strengthen your bond with your friends. You know, do stuff with them. It's all well and good. Everybody claims I'm busy, he or she is busy. We all have excuses. Yes. And excuses are good. Excuses are excuses. Just because you don't like it does not mean it's not my excuse. I mean, it happened to me, didn't it? But under those excuses, let's put in the time. Let's find time. Now, don't get me wrong, because most people will hold on to this and say, yes, they always look for time. If they don't find time for you, they are not your friends. Excuse you. We have life. Let's be guided, though. I have my own life to live. You have your own life to live. What I'm saying is, try as much as possible, even if it is once a year, see your friends. You know, it makes it that much more fun. Obviously, social media makes it easier to keep in touch and all that, yes. Chatting is all well and good. But then, maybe once a year, you guys have a retreat, so to speak. Yes, kind of, sort of. My point is, hang out with your friends every once in a while. It tends to, you know, you get to know what they've been like, what they've been through. I mean, I can tell you while chatting, like, man, I had an accident yesterday. I'll send you pictures and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's so bad. I hope you get well soon. But then when I'm telling you in person, it's a whole different story. Because then you probably see the pain, you see the fear in my heart and all that. That's what I'm trying to say. Nothing beats physical... who borrow my English today? Nothing beats physical meeting. You know what? Put any word you want to put there. My English teacher did not come today, so I don't know what to put there. My point is, it's all good. It's fine. Yes, we chat a lot. Yes, we are. They call them low maintenance friends. Yes, low maintenance friends. You know, the ones where we go months without talking and then we just come back and we click like it. I had someone like that before. And then it turned out, oh boy. They just wanted something from me. And when they got it, you know, all that low maintenance that were farming before, it became no maintenance at all. Like, I was cut the fuck off. Completely. I was cut off. It was shocking. I was pained. I was pained. I was really hurt. But then we're humans. We're stronger than we think, so we get past it. I got past it. I moved on. You know, there's also those friends that, how do I put this? the right word to put for them is they're toxic friends. Yes, they're toxic. You love them. You love them like you would do anything for them. And sometimes they will do anything for you too. Let's not, like, you can't take that away from them. They are friends for a reason. You would do anything for them, they'll do anything. But then there are just some attributes, there are some characteristics they have that are just not right for you at all. They are just not right for you at all. For instance, you know, before I give you an instance, another common mistake we make is this. When we say friends and then we say don't give up on your friends and all that, then people will now take it as an excuse to, you know, shake off their toxicity on you. Yes. And then it starts to really be bad. So bad that, I mean, it's next level bullshit. And then some people will tell you, you know, she's your friend, she's your friend, you know, stay, you know, help them. Some people are beyond help people. You have to be able to tell when somebody is beyond your scope of help. It's when somebody doesn't even want your help. I mean, it's okay if you have a friend that lies consistently. It's okay. But what is not okay is when you enable that lie. Because the truth is, you might keep saying, yes, he or she is my friend, but those lies hurt some people. And at the end of the day, when you hurt people, they go on to hurt people. Then it becomes a vicious circle. And like it or not, it will come back to you. You might not be able to trace it back up until the point where it comes back to the fact that it was your friend that started it off, but it will come back to hurt you. And when that happens, you hear people going, oh no, I'll do my own back. That's how it starts. So learn how to cut these people off. Like, it sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Learn how to cut them off. You might be pained for a while, like, oh, I really cared about this person, I really trusted this person and all that. But the fact remains, they are just not right for you. Let them go. Don't hang around because he's my friend. People have died doing that shit. Yeah, I'll stay with my friend. I'll stay because of my friend. He's my friend. And then boom, 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 back. Bye. Candlelight procession at night. People are crying. Wearing shirt with your face on the front. Sorry, what? And then the person you were trying to fight for and died for is alive. And then they move on to the next person. Because, like I said, one thing that is, like I always say, is we are humans. And we will do what we will do. No matter what somebody else wants to say, no matter what anybody says somewhere, we will do what we will do. It takes a lot of concentration. No, that's lame. It takes a lot of mind, training of your mind. It takes a lot of learning, unlearning, relearning to be able to transcend. Now, if you have those kind of friends that are toxic, how do you know your toxic friends? They're the ones that do shit that bounces back on you. It never seems to touch them. Like, they will do something and it's you that will be left holding the punishment book. Like, you have a friend, she goes out, sleeps with somebody's boyfriend, and when they come back, obviously she used to live in your house throughout the whole saga where she was fucking somebody else's man and everything. She was at your place, so everybody saw her coming to your place. And then obviously she gets caught. She won't tell you she got caught. Yes, like I said, they are friends like that. She won't tell you she got caught. She's just gonna come on Monday and tell you, ah man, thank you for being you're a really good friend. They are the ones that will hype you up to the max. Oh my fucking God. They will hype you up to the max. Oh my God, you have been the best friend ever. In my life, I've never met somebody like you. Be guided though. Watch it. As in, be very careful. Be very, very careful. Because the next day you'll hear, but I think I'm going back home. I have to go back home. I don't want to impose on you. And in your head, they're like, I didn't say you're imposing on me. Get the same person. I mean, don't worry. I'll come back later. I'm definitely coming back later. We'll chill now. We'll hang out. before the end of the week, you open your gate, you see two big burly men in front. You see two big, huge, burly men in front of your gate waiting to beat the shit out of you. And you're like, I'm sorry, who are you? We are looking for so-and-so person. And then you're trying to tell them, no, now she doesn't live here today. Before you did, you very bish, bash, bush, bash, bush. Cocoa on your face. Hospital landing. Paying for medicine. And then that's when you now start trying to call that friend like, how far is he? Where are you? Yeah, I'm sorry, nothing. You cannot reach them. The number you have dialed is not whatever to a person, and then you are left with injuries and pain and all that. It's all well and good. I mean, friends are nice. I feel like we need friends. We need friends. But what we don't need is the drama that comes with having the bad friends. So that's why I say, before you actually decide somebody's a friend, yeah, try to check, make sure you know this person. I'm one of those people that believes we can't really know somebody all the way, but you can try to know them a bit. You can try your best to, you know, make do with so they give you, so you can know how to deal with them. Also, that's also very key in a friendship. Know how to deal with things. It's not everything that you see that is a bad thing. It's not everything they do that is toxic. There are some things that you can't actually handle. You can't handle them. When you see them do some things, you can actually help them. So don't misinterpret when I say cut them off when they do toxic shit. No. There are some things that you can actually help them with. Like if you have a friend that has a habit that you think is bad, you talk to them about it, and they actually accept and agree with you that, yes, it's bad and I would like to fix it. Hey, bend all your resources to help that person. Because the truth is, when you help that person, if and when you need help, you can always count on at least one person in this whole wide world that will be there, that will have your back. You will always count on that person. All my paddies there, shout out. In fact, shout out to you guys. I would love to shout out individual shout outs, but fuck you guys. You know yourselves. Kill me when you see me. Y'all mad. You want me to shout out to you on my podcast? Come on, pay me. Don't have sense. And you see, people ask you, I've asked myself this same question at one point, like, why exactly do I need friends? Like, why? Aside the obvious reason for needing friends, which is you need somebody to talk to, you need people not your family. You need somebody that is not your family member to, you know, be there to give you a second opinion and all that. We need friends because in this life, it's easy. You know, there's this saying where they said, no man is an island, like that, or whatever the hell, whatever the fuck they call that thing. Now, this is my remixed version of that. Every man is an island unto himself. You are an island. Understand that. Everything you do accumulates in your own life. Nobody shares some of the pain and happiness of what you do. Yeah, sometimes everybody goes, hey, they are just celebrating you. But the actual fruits of whatever your actions are yours. So my saying is, every man is an island, but we are all connected. We are all connected one way or the other. Some of us, our connection to the next island is only by water. Some of us is only by air. You can go to the next island. Some of us, you can actually go by air, water, land, and all that. You get my analogy. Stop making me talk too much. You get the point. But the thing is this. I feel like we need friends in life. Now, you don't need 2,000 friends. You don't need a million friends. You don't need this thing. Also, social media is not helping in that aspect, because then on Facebook, send a friend request. Bam, your friend. Some people likely take that shit to mean my friend, actual friend. Are you fucking kidding me? You don't even know this person. You just saw their picture. You like their picture. They're a nice boy, fine girl, fine boy. And then boom, you say get to know them. If you take nothing away from this today, understand this. Appreciate your friends. Appreciate the real ones. The realest ones. In fact, the realest ones in your life. Appreciate them. In my case, I don't say it often. And they know I don't. but which is also why I can tell them easily anytime at any point in time, go fuck yourself, bitch. Like, I can say that to my friends. That's how we relate. Those are my friends. That's how we do our things. Find those people that actually will root for you when it's needed. You know, they will be there for you no matter what happens. It's not like they're not fair weather friends. Those are the worst. But then again, isn't that what we're saying? They're the worst. When it's all good and rosy, you see them, pow, pow, they're popping up, you're popping bottles, you know, it's showing off. Eesh. They're painting the town red. The moment you go broke, boy, you are on your own. As always, you know how it is, you know how we do it in the show. If you feel like there are things that I should have said about friends, or if you have other definitions of friends, or if you have other kinds of friends that I did not touch on, you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at JamitFM. Yep, that's enough bullshitting for one episode. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do and you know you like what we do on this show, I know you like what we do on this show and you want to support us, then please share with your friends, subscribe, you know, share, subscribe the podcast and leave a review over at iTunes. And don't forget our social media handle, all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram is at JamitFM, at JamitFM. Thank you. That's all for this episode of On Some Bullshit. I'll see you next time. It's me, Sukomi, aka Black River, signing out.